This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Nothing worse than drinking stale tea.
Ugh. Okay, now,
that'll wake me right up. Not that I was asleep, because they had lots of energy today, as I normally do. I'm thankful for that. Doug Steffen in my game room with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I was listening to an ad for Sylvan Learning Centers. You know what they are? Sylvan Learning.
Yeah.
They've done very well with COVID. And one of their pitch lines: nearly every student at every grade level is behind due to COVID. Think about that. Those of you who are parents, especially, or maybe grandparents as well. I was thinking about that with regard, when I heard that, I thought about my grandson Miles and how he prevailed sort of through, because he's let everything kind of roll off his back like a duck. He just applies, and I don't mean to sound like a proud grandfather.
He's lucky that he's young enough, though. He's kind of still...
I think that's it.
Right, yeah, exactly. I think older, you know, kids in high school, college, what a miserable way to waste a year. That's got really what it was. It was a waste of a complete year, all at the hands of the Chinese government. All right, how am I going to go down that road right now? Let's go down a different road that's also perplexing. I see, Jennifer, the fellow who traveled for the Stop and Steal rally that preceded the Capitol riot, texted about putting a bullet in Nancy Pelosi's head, has been sentenced to 28 months in the slammer. His name is Cleveland Meredith. He drove from Colorado to Washington, had two guns and 2,500 rounds of ammunition. He was too late because he had car trouble. He didn't get there for January 6th. So on January 7th, he texted a message saying he was thinking about attending a Pelosi event and shooting her in the noggin. What kind of a moron even publishes that? I guess as much as anything
else. Charming, huh?
I got no love for her, but anybody who this kind of stuff, where do these people come from? How do they get either this stupid or this angry? And is 28 months in prison enough for him? I don't know how to answer that kind of stuff.
Well, he's already going to get time served because he's been in 11 months. Yeah.
Right. Yep.
I don't know. I did agree with the judge, though, when the judge said, you know, you just can't keep using the same excuse that you were joking. You know, she goes, you can't erase a threat with it adding an LOL at the end of your text. It's just...
Yeah. Well, and a threat is a lot different when you don't have guns and ammunition with you. I mean, this is...
Right.
This is the difference between someone who says, oh, God, I'm going to kill him or something like that.
Right.
You know, where you just... And look, that's not great language either, but I know a lot of us say, oh, these things. And even on social media, there's all kinds of awful, disgusting things that people say on both sides of the political aisle. But when does it make a criminal threat, or when should it be looked at criminally, I think, is when you make a threat that you're going to shoot someone and then show up to a place where you maybe have that opportunity with a gun and 2,500 rounds of ammunition. No one who's thinking right is doing that.
All right, Jen, what's the latest on Mark Meadows? He's been all over the place. Certainly,
popcorn.
Yeah, really. Yeah. January 6th and his connection to that.
What's really interesting in all of this is that this committee has kind of proven what people were saying all along. I mean, they're trying to get, I think, first of all, they're trying to do this committee because they know it's going to wrap up right before the midterms, and they want to intimidate Republican voters, and they want to say everybody's a racist and insurrectionist and a white supremacist and all this crap, which is just what it is. It's political theater. But you already have real investigations going on, which is why we know about the person that you just talked about, because real investigations are happening, not conducted by Adam Schiff and his buddies on the House committee. That being said, Liz Cheney, your girlfriend, decided that she was going to release these text messages.
Wait a minute, I thought Kelly Clarkson was my girlfriend.
Oh, her too.
What happened to that?
You have a lot of them. You've got a whole stable. It's okay.
Yes.
So Mark Meadows, if you don't remember, was the chief of staff or former chief of staff to President Trump up until he left office. And so Liz Cheney, who is one of the quasi-Republicans that is sitting on this committee,
Whoa-ho.
Says, well, says, here's some of the text messages that Mark Meadows got, because he was cooperating at the beginning, and then when it started to look like even more of a political witch hunt than he thought, he backed away from cooperating with them. And so these text messages are from Donald Trump Jr. They're from, like, Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, Mark Meadows.
Hannity.
Mark Meadows
.
Saying, hey, like, if this, we need to have a, like, an Oval Office address, like, have him stop this. Well, what that does is not help the case of Liz Cheney or Adam Schiff or the Select Committee. It actually solidifies the story that Donald Trump was not part of planning an insurrection.
Donald Trump was not part of doing this.
In fact, he probably was pretty unaware of exactly what was happening when it was happening.
But why didn't he respond to all these pleas?
He did.
He said,
we love you. You're very special. That's what he
said
to the protesters.
Honestly, I don't think he knew who these people were.
Don Jr. texting saying, like, look, this has gotten out of hand. I mean, when Don Jr. is the one with the level head in the room, I mean, come on.
The point is, he
was like, this has gone way too far.
I mean, I don't think that his words are going to appease everybody. I don't expect them to appease Victoria. I don't expect them to appease people who don't like Donald Trump. I don't expect that to work for people. But he did speak out. And he did do the Oval Office address. And what these text messages solidify is that he wasn't the one behind it, which is what the committee is trying to suggest. That somehow he was the one who was trying to instigate.
We need to get off of this and move on.
And working behind the scenes.
We're wasting so much time, Congress and money and stuff being spent on this. Speaking of Congress wasting money, they voted to raise the federal debt limit to avert yet another default. What about, they're like children in a sandbox, these people. Has there been a budget?
Yeah, but the problem though is if you
George
don't
Bush
do
was
it,
in...
well, that's true,
no,
and
that.
I think everybody can,
right.
everyone, right, can agree that you know there should be a balanced budget, and there hasn't
right.
been, and there hasn't been a surplus since Clinton.
Clinton, right.
But at the same time, the reason that the Republicans who were the holdouts on this, the reason that they came around is because we have to pay people. I mean, you have to pay your debts, and you got to pay the bills. And if people aren't getting government paychecks, and if they're not getting Medicare, and they're not, Social Security, they're not getting the things that are part of this budget. If you don't raise the debt ceiling, that's why they did it. It's because when they saw what the fallout would be, it would be a lot worse. But this happens every time, and the reason that they hold out is just so that people will talk about it. Because if you don't hold out, and if it just happens, then quietly the government continues to keep raising the debt ceiling. So the reason that you stand out is so that we say, why are we spending so much money? It's not about not paying our bills. We need to stop creating bills.
The fraud,
and
the corruption.
We're looking at adding another. We're looking at adding trillions more to our budget. And you've got Jen Psaki saying, well, the score that was given by the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, is a fake score. When for years, Democrats and Republicans have said that the CBO is kind of the gold standard. They're independent and they provide actual information and data so lawmakers can make good decisions. And now they're saying, oh, no, it's fake. It's really not going to cost anything. They keep pushing this narrative that it's already paid for. No, it's going to add trillions of dollars to our debt. And so is it worth it? That's the argument. Are all of these social programs worth it when we are on the line to China?
All right, Jennifer. Is here from California. Victoria is in New Jersey. Jay's down in Tennessee. I'm in Massachusetts. And I would say, looking around the country at the weather yesterday, L.A. had everybody else beat. And you were talking earlier about, because Jennifer does this program nationally, and then after she does this, she does a local Los Angeles program. And on your way in yesterday, the cars were being
frightening,
like floating down the river.
Here's the thing. I don't even want to, like, complain about rain because Kentucky is dealing with far worse.
Yeah.
But it is significant. And what people may not understand when you live in, like, normal places where, like, normal weather happens and seasons happen is that in Los Angeles, because we don't get a lot of rain, when a lot of rain falls and it falls very quickly, there's no place for that water to go. It doesn't just go into the ground. It stands. And so you get a lot of, when you have a storm like we did yesterday, which dropped anywhere from 3 to 5 inches of rain over a fairly quick period of time, the water stands. And it stands on freeways and rivers, which were empty like the day before, then started
to
flow. It builds very quickly. And
You
had the stories of cars. I mean, these three cars got swept into the L.A. River with people in them. They were doing dive search and rescue to get them out. Crazy.
This moron who's the governor and the other people that are around him that support him, here was a perfect way to collect as much rainwater as you needed to supply pretty much the whole southern basin, and nobody's collecting the water.
All of that water will eventually go to the ocean. Out to the sea. It'll all make its way to the ocean.
So then they'll all complain.
It doesn't go into a river or a catch. And this is the problem, is that everybody screams about droughts, and droughts have happened here my whole life. They are cyclical. You have usually about 3 years of drought, and then you probably have a couple of rainy years, and then it just keeps going and going and going. And so we've got to collect the water when it falls. Yesterday's a perfect example. If we had been able to have more catch basins and collect that water, and more importantly, collect the water that's going to come from the snowpack when it melts, we're going to be okay during those years when it doesn't rain so much.
Quick focus on Afghanistan. I noticed that Ms. Psaki was asked why there were still Americans stranded in Afghanistan. Who knew that there were Americans still left in Afghanistan? How many are still there?
But the number is still up for debate. Some people say over 1,000. Basically, at the press briefing, she didn't deny that there were about 479 that are still stranded. So it depends on who you ask, and they're accounting. And they're still there, can't get out. And so why is that the case? Why didn't we do a better job?
17 after the hour. This is the DJV program. All right, here's a reminder for those of you who have not connected the dots yet as to how powerful COVID is if you are overweight. The fat cells in your body are what the COVID, that molecule, is aimed at. Those spikes in the molecule aim for your fat. So if you have fat, you're going to get COVID. That's pretty much the bottom line. Most of the people I know who have had it, not everybody, but most have been overweight. So if you are heavy, overweight, and you're going into the season, we're really in the season of eating, eating, and eating some more. Somebody gave me a big box of cookies and candies and cakes yesterday, and yum. But what does it do? What does all that stuff do for your bottom or your middle or for your health in general? Not much that's good. So if you would be so kind as to take care of yourself, not only for you, but for your family, go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, the all-natural, the only all-natural way to not only support weight loss, but keeping the weight off. It's very simple. Take 4 pills at night before you go to bed. Bing, bang, boom. It works to make your body keep that weight off that you work so hard to keep off. If you haven't worked at it yet, get to it. Check out with the counselor that you can get at Calitrin how to lose the weight and keep it off using their product. Check it out at toploss.com. And when you do check out, get the best deals by using the discount code DJV.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Calitrin, the best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Elizabeth,
have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Now 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. I have an interest in people who are trying to score tickets for various events. You know how radio stations are great ladies at promoting, okay, here's Garth Brooks, he's coming to town, we're going to give you this, that, or the other thing, or here's your chance to win a prize pack to see Garth Brooks. Well, apparently there are people doing crazy things to score Garth Brooks dive bar tickets, and I'm going to talk about that.
Oh, yeah, those are small venues, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
I mean, they're not actual dive bars. It's called the Dive Bar Tour, but I don't think he's doing the big stadiums.
No, I think he's trying to, you know, I think he's trying to keep it cool. So anyway, pretty good story on that. And other trending items coming right up here.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
In life, there is no stopping. But if you do, make sure no one is behind you.
All clear.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Hey, yeah, how's it going?
Word of mouth has Dante's dental clinic thriving.
17 new patients? Nice. Is this next month's calendar?
But he needs another dentist to give his schedule a good cleaning.
This is this week? You're kidding. Oh, you're not.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so here's something that I find kind of cute. This is a story from San Jose where the fans wanted to win these tickets to Garth Brooks. He's doing a dive bar show there this week. They started the Extreme. The radio station did a publicity thing on it. People started actually to buy radios. They were looking around to try. Have you tried to buy a radio? I have a radio that I'm going to give away for Christmas. It is a huge, I'm looking at it across the studio here. It's a Victrola. You know, we were talking earlier about some of the old-time radios. Well, this is sort of an old-time radio that has been rebuilt, so it has Bluetooth in it and all that sort of stuff. So anyway, but go to a Best Buy or go to any local department store or local store where they have electronics. Try to find an AM/FM radio. It's very difficult to do. So here's this radio station there that had exclusive access to the tickets for the show, and they were giving away 350 pair of tickets. If you were online, you couldn't win them. You could only win them. It was somehow or other they figured it for the because the online signal apparently is not on. It's usually delayed, right, from the actual radio signal. So in order to get in, there were so many people trying to get these, they had to have a radio and hear the request for the call in at that second. And as soon as the call was made, the phone lines jammed up, and that was the end of it. So people, when they were asking on the air for you to call in to win, yada, yada, here's your cue to call, they actually went out. And one of the stores in San Jose sold about 400 radios. They that didn't, you know, you could find a store with 400 radios in them. But I thought that was kind of a cute thing. And it just shows you, hey, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, you can listen to the program all you want on all of these various points of access, but there's nothing like listening to us on the radio, the real radio. I'm not knocking you if you don't have a radio, but I am suggesting that it's cool to have a radio.
Yeah, and so many people listen in their car to the car radios.
Yeah, right, exactly. And that's, again, the instantaneous impact of it. All right, I don't know that we have a lot of time. I just thought it was interesting that Britney Spears was all over Diane Sawyer. Wasn't that something that came out last week, in a sense, for Diane Sawyer's interview with her in 2003?
She's now coming forward saying that, you know, it was just, she was forced into this interview. She had was devastated from the breakup with Justin and wasn't talking to anybody. And then, you know, the camera crew showed up at her apartment.
All right, 28 after. This is the DJV program.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno-country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Fry.
As smash and grab criminals have been enjoying their lifestyle without many repercussions throughout many large cities in America, the Defund the Police movement started by Democrat leaders has had an adverse effect on society. Now, the mayor of San Francisco, California, has had enough. The Honorable London Breed.
It's time that the reign of criminals who are destroying our city, it is time for it to come to an end. And it comes to an end when we take the steps to be more aggressive with law enforcement, more aggressive with the changes in our policies, and less tolerant of all the that has destroyed our city.
On Tuesday, the United States reached a terrible milestone. Johns Hopkins University is reporting 800,000 Americans have now died from the coronavirus that started in China in late 2019. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As inflation is crushing American wallets, one lawmaker in Washington is calling out the elephant in the room. Republican Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson on Newsmax says Democrats running the government has been a disaster.
Let's face it, under Democrat governance, this country's out of control. Whether it's out of control illegal immigration, out of control deficit spending, out of control debt, out of control inflation, out of control crime. You know, let's face it, when you tell people that we're not going to arrest you only if you steal more than $950, you turn a crime into a non-crime, I guess, and you get a lot more of it. So it's out of control. Inflation is the one thing that people see every day. They go fill up their car, and what used to cost them $35 is now costing them $70. It is shocking. You know, grocery prices are skyrocketing. And you have to understand that the very people the Democrats purport to represent, retirees on a fixed income, the working poor, those are exactly the people that are hurt most by inflation. Inflation is a tax on everybody. But I tell you what, Mark Zuckerberg and Jeff Bezos are not really feeling much pain from inflation. Everybody else is.
Human remains discovered in Twinsburg, Ohio in 1982 have now been identified as those of Frankie Little Jr. He was a guitarist and songwriter for the R&B band The OJs. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four after the hour now here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen along with my friend Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner, your friends as well. Again, a hello to the folks listening in the Finger Lakes. Nice to have you on board. This is a program that airs around the clock around the world.
Sounds like the...
There was a John Wayne movie about guys that put out oil fires. You probably, neither of you ever saw that, but some people listening may remember that show, that movie. I'm trying to remember what the name of the movie was. But he would go around the world to put out oil rig fires. It was a pretty good movie, an action flicks with all his pals, Bruce Cabot, everybody who was ever in a John Wayne movie. But the slug line was around the world, around the clock. And that's kind of what we do here. This program airs all around the world. We have input. We get, I have every day something from somebody in Indonesia or in Africa. It's kind of cool, frankly. And so I'm very thankful for the fact that we have the reach that we do and we affect people's lives, and it's kind of cool. And I don't think about it because if you thought about things, think about your own life for a second. If you thought about all of the things that you could do to influence people, you probably wouldn't do it. But if you just do it as a matter of fact, you know, especially this time of year, we kind of all act instinctively and we give. Like we have this whole thing. Jay, will you dig out the name of the, there's an organization that I really want to support. I'm sending them money that's helping the victims of this horrible situation in Kentucky that they are still, and they will go through it for months, if not years.
Yes, Pandemic of Love.
The Pandemic of Love. So tell us how people can get in touch with the pandemic, how they can give if they feel to, in the name of maybe their children. This is a broader issue. Teaching your children about giving is really a very important thing. I think this time of year it fills the gap well. So if you say to your children, I'm going to send a check for $100 to this in your name, in the name my daughter's name is Megan, so I'll send $100 in Megan's name, or $100 in my son Brendan's name, or in my niece or nephew or whomever. But you can do that and then say to the people, for your Christmas, one of your Christmas gifts, I'm sending $100 to this charity. I think that's a great lesson, actually, for children to learn. So, again, let's and we've posted this, or can we post it on our social media everywhere as well, Jay, please?
Yes, yeah, we can get it posted. And Pandemic of Love, they kind of look at the tasks at hand. So whatever the biggest need, wherever the biggest issue, which is currently those needing help in Kentucky, that's what they focus on. All of the proceeds, all of the donations, I shouldn't say proceeds, the donations all go to them. They don't keep anything. They have a website, pandemicoflove.com, where you can go and make your donation. They have a Venmo, a Cash App, PayPal. However is easiest for you to give your monetary gift, they can accept it.
I just think that's so cool. So, again, the repeat of the address, and then we'll post it on Twitter, excuse me, Instagram, Facebook, at DJV Show. So one more time, if you would give the address, that'd be cool.
The website is pandemicoflove.com. And, yes, we will get that posted. DJV Show, our handle, all the socials.
Yeah. Okay, good. I was looking at last-minute gift ideas. I've pretty much taken care of all that. I don't buy gifts, really, for my family. I don't really buy gifts at all. I buy a few things for Miles that I found. I have a plastic. He's old enough now, and he's interested in mechanical stuff. So I got him a plastic drill. it won't really drill, but it'll make the noise like it does. And he's fascinated with those sorts of tools. Those things are around. Although there are lots of different things that are pretty amazing educational things, which is what I've always done for my children and my grandchildren. But then there are these gadgets that are all over the place. I don't know whether you two are gadgety. Do you like to go into the gadget box and buy things? Do your husbands want gadgets for Christmas? Do you even talk about it, Jay? When you go to Ryan and say, what do you want for Christmas? Or do you just know what he wants and you get it anyway?
Know what he wants. He likes any of those foot massaging things, back massaging things.
Oh, cool.
Tattoo gift certificates.
Tattoo gift certificates?
Tattoo gift certificates.
Where does he get his tattoos?
There's a soap that he really likes. There's a guy in Nashville that is just absolutely a brilliant artist, and so that's
But where does he have the tattoos on his body?
Oh, his arm. He has a sleeve.
Really? Hmm. All right. Victoria, what about Lewis? What do you know that he wants and needs and you're taking care of him for Christmas?
You know, honestly, last year, because it was just the two of us, we kind of went a little overboard.
Did you?
We didn't do gifts with any other family members, so because of COVID, and we weren't together, so it was just the two of us, and we must have had, this is so dumb looking back on it, but it was fun. We must have had like 18 gifts each. I mean, it was
fun.
We went overboard. So this year, we're kind of not really doing, you know, he's going to give me a spa day, and I have like just a few little things for him, but gadget-wise, my parents are actually, they just had their wedding anniversary, and we did a video, like a slideshow of all the pictures and starting from their engagement dinner, and we dug through probably 15 albums, and we put together this elaborate 150 picture slideshow, and they were so into
I was like,
you know what? I think I'm going to get them a digital picture frame that they can have on the mantle, and so you can have one picture, or you can have a slideshow constantly, you know, rolling through. Because, look, let's be honest, no one looks at photo albums anymore. And if you have a photo album, it's just sitting collecting in the garage, which is where we found all the photo albums.
Yeah,
so, yeah, to have something, you know, that's in front of
them. I've seen those. Those are cool.
Yeah, so cool. I think that's going to be a good gift for them.
Here's a an idea. The Star Scope. I'm not getting paid. I'm just looking at some of these things, looking around at ideas for actually my my son-in-law is pretty good, and he's taught Miles a whole lot about what's in the sky with his telescope. So here's this Star Scope mini telescope that apparently is selling out. It's a little pricey. It's not as pricey as some of the, well, I think the one that Matthew got was like a couple $1,000. It's that good.
They can be really expensive.
Oh, yeah. So this is a, it's called the Star Scope. It's available for $49. And it's it's not bad at all. And when you consider, because now this stuff is, it's like an iPhone. The technology is such, you can make so many more of them and they're so much cheaper. You know, that's the way that it's, I think, really kind
of interesting. Well, there are a lot of, like, you know, meteorological issue, events happening, and there are a lot of things that this is actually a really good time. Right now, the Northern Lights, people are going
beautiful.
Nuts. I see it all over social media.
Yeah.
You know, you can even see parts of the Northern Lights in New Jersey, where I am, in North Jersey, you can see it. So it's a great time for a telescope gift, actually.
All right, so here's another one. It's called the Speed Pro. You can charge your device in 20 seconds. This probably we should have in the tech report. 200% faster. It's called the Speed Pro. You get it, you plug your device in, and in 20 seconds it's charged up. I leave mine in overnight to get it charged up. How long does it take you to charge it? What's the normal time, 4 or 5 hours? To get it back
no,
up
to I've got a, the I have the new iPhone, the 13 Pro Max, and so this thing charges up really fast.
Really?
And it has the wireless charging, so I don't have a wireless charger, but if I wanted to, I could just set it on the charger and it would charge really quickly.
Here's a high-tech go ahead, Jay, sorry.
Oh, no, just about charging iPhones. I don't know how it is for Androids, but a cool trick, if you are charging an iPhone, put it on the battery saver and it'll help charge your phone faster.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. Here's a high-tech floating spinner. This would be something that I get for Miles. It doesn't touch your hand. It floats around like magic. It's called the Galactic Spinner.
This is like a ball, gizmo. Right? And
yeah,
you can
yeah.
even throw it, and it comes back
yeah.
to you like a boomerang.
Yes. Yep.
It looks really cool.
Picture, yeah, I can picture your daughter loving this gift indoors for Miles.
I'm supposed to, but that's my role, to be disruptive.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm a complete disruptor. And then I leave, and everything's fine. All right. So as long as I'm looking around, I am kind of getting in the Christmas mood. Somebody sent me pickup lines for Christmas. I don't know why they thought I needed pickup lines. What? Well, listen. Here's one of them. When we met, it was love at frostbite.
Oh, no. This is not going to go well.
Let's see here. The Grinch may have stolen Christmas, but you have stolen my heart. Let's see here. Can I take a picture of you so I can show Santa what I want for Christmas?
Ew.
Oh, creepy. No. That was just creepy.
That's so creepy.
Nobody ever used that one.
No. I must be a snowflake because I've fallen for you.
All right, that's just dumb.
I feel like 2021 and 2020 have ruined the word snowflake.
Yeah.
You are the only reindeer for me.
What? That doesn't even make sense. If someone said that to me and he was trying to pick me up, I would be like, okay, I'm going to give you a pass on this one. You're going to go back to your corner and you're going to come up with something way better than that and come back.
Here's a bit way better. What about this one? I feel like a Christmas tree when you talk to me because I light up.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jay,
that's a saving grace.
Than I am.
For 12 days of Christmas, I want 12 days with you.
Okay. That's cute if you write that in a card.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah, if you know the person. If that's
thanks
like
to you,
just met the
I'll
person.
Never have a blue Christmas.
Okay. That's cute. Right. Now we're in, like, relationship chat. That's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm trying to make everybody's life better here. Speaking of that, in Christmas, if you're on the practical side of things, the folks at MyPillow want to remind you about all the BOGO deals that they have. Buy one, get one free. The sheet set is a good example of that. The Giza Dream Sheets. Buy one set at the regular price. The second set doesn't cost you anything. Don't forget, all the MyPillow products are made in America, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can try anything, wear anything, use anything. If you don't like it after 2 months, you send it back. bing, bang, boom, and you get your money back. All MyPillow products are washable and dryable. All you do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials page, enter in DJV into the box, and you'll see you'll get discounts from 30 to 65% on the most popular items that are there. Slippers, sheets, robes, their new cardigan sweaters, the pillows themselves. Nope, Christmas isn't canceled out at the factory in Minnesota. Everything's being delivered on time. No back orders, none of that stuff, no promises. You'll get what you want when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on that Radio Listener Specials page for all these deals that I'm talking about. The sheets, it's really the lowest prices of the year right now. Check it out. It's MyPillow.com. And when you check out, you use the discount code, the promo code, DJV.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Okay, today is Bill of Rights Day, ladies. The First Amendments to the Constitution ratified on this date in 1791. 10 amendments protect the most basic rights. Notions like freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press, right to protest, equal protection under the law, the right to bear arms, protection against unreasonable searches and seizures, that kind of stuff. And so the proclamation came from Franklin Roosevelt, December 15th. I think it was 1949 or 8. No, it was just before he died, I think. So very cool. Acknowledge that. The Bill of Rights Day today, December 15th at 10.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed.
I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You may be into punk rock.
Now, 53 after the hour here on today's DJV program. Time for us to check in with our expert, our movie expert, Chuck Curry is here for Movie Moments. A focus, among other things, on Liam Neeson right after this.
This holiday season at Ulta Beauty, we're celebrating with a little more sparkle and a lot more deals. Holiday Beauty Blitz is here to help you find everything for the beauty lover on your list. Right now, get up to 50% off deals each week from brands like CeraVe, Benefit, Urban Decay, and more. Because a lot more gift ideas means a little less shopping stress. And to make shopping even easier, you can buy online and pick up the very same day. Hurry! This event ends December 25th. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno-country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
No, this is an age thing. This is kind of ageless, the theme from... Don't you think it is Gone with the Wind's theme is ageless? Does everybody know this, the theme from Gone with the Wind?
Yep.
Wouldn't you think?
I do.
No matter what.
I hate the movie, but I think anybody
over the age of 60, absolutely.
Hey, I'm nowhere near 60, and I know
okay.
It.
Nice. Chucker and his slice of life aimed at me today. All right, Chucker, what else are we celebrating here?
No, I just want to point out... Gone with the Wind opened in theaters this day in movie history, December 15, 1939. Clark Gable, Vivian Leigh.
I think Doug was at the premiere.
Pound for pound with inflation, this is still the highest grossing film of all time. More people went to see Gone with the Wind in the theater back in the day than any other movie in the history of film. And I just want to make an observation. I doubt, Doug, that people sitting in a movie theater back in 1939 watching Gone with the Wind ever envisioned that a mass audience would go to a theater this weekend to see three Spider-Mans and a bunch of villains floating around the screen. What a difference the world is between 39 and 2000. And when, I mean, think about it. It's just such a different experience what movies were and what movies are now. It's changed so much.
Yeah. It really has. Absolutely.
I mean, even if you think this day in movie history, 2004, Clint Eastwood's Million Dollar Baby came out. Clint Eastwood, Morgan Freeman, Hilary Swank, she won the Oscar for Best Actress. That won the Oscar for Best Picture. Even movies like that are very different than what is being produced nowadays. That movie made a lot of money. Million Dollar Baby, I think, made over $100 million.
She was a boxer, wasn't she?
Yes.
I thought that movie was terrible. I know I'm in the minority,
really?
But I, yeah.
Okay.
Well, it was depressing because
it did is it morphed into a euthanasia type.
Yeah.
Do you have a right to end somebody's life, human life? That's really what the second half of that film was about, and it sort of took some people by surprise.
Yeah.
It is somewhat depressing, but I love that film. I thought it was awesome.
Congratulations, Chucker.
I want to point out one more thing. I said to Doug off air, Don Johnson's birthday today, born in 1949, 72 years old, but mostly known for, has had a really good career, Miami Vice, Nash Bridges, Tim Cup, the movie with the Kevin Costner, so he's really good.
I thought they did a movie on USA that should have been in the theaters, frankly. This is a great example of something being done. Now, I don't watch a lot of the stuff that comes out first run on movies because I just would rather go to the movies.
Right.
That movie, the Nash Bridges thing, was fun with Cheech Marin and the two of them together. And it was fun. It was a good, fun movie. Yeah, right. It's fun. Okay. Liam Neeson is going to narrate a documentary that's going to be on the big screen only called Ireland. This is supposed to be in theaters in Ireland and our country and in Canada the 1st of February. It apparently follows an Irish writer who explores the history and the culture and the geography of the island. So this kind of the music of Ireland. Yes, I would think for somebody like you, Victoria, especially Irish roots.
I can't wait. I've seen all the places, but it's so beautiful, and I saw the trailer for it. The drone footage is incredible. Seeing this on the big screen would be
amazing.
Big
screens, IMAX theaters, that's where this is going to go, among other things. So, very cool. All right, Chucker, thank you for your input. As usual, you're a valued member of the staff here on the DJV program, where it's 59.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.